Boise Music Week is celebrating 100 years, established in 1919 by the musical director of St. Michael's Episcopal Church. The festival's mission is to provide music for all to enjoy free of charge. As one of the first free musical festivals in the nation, this 10-day-long event celebrates music and live performances, and it draws thousands of people from throughout our region. Boise Music Week is taking place now, and we are fortunate to welcome Board Chair Roger Lingle and Board Member and Director of The Music Man, Alan Krueger. Thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you very much.
I would love to hear about Boise Music Week and, you know, all of the facets of it. And maybe, Roger, you can answer that question for me.
Well, you know, Music Week is such a unique event because the community is what keeps it going, because of the not only just the monetary donations, which we depend on, but the fact that throughout, I mean, here we are 100 years later celebrating, you know, music in our community at all these free events and all different types of music, different age groups. And it has that focus that people in this community, I mean, that's what makes Boise just a great place. Mm-hmm. We love the arts and music in this area. And so it makes it the type of event that people look forward to year after year.
And are these events throughout the community? Since this was started at St. Michael's, I'm assuming some of the events are at St. Michael's, but where else in Boise can people see these performances?
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. In fact, I just got back. I just came here from the organ recital at St. Michael's, and it's really, really unique. I mean, it's very significant, I think, that, you know, that the founder, the one who had the idea in 1919, Eugene Farner, was the organist at St. Michael's. And so here we are 100 years later doing organ recitals at St. Michael's. It's pretty remarkable. But, you know, the venues go from St. Michael's to the Morrison Center and many, Bora High School, South Junior High School, you know, and we have Julia Davis Park. And we have, you know, events like that and that are all over the city. And it's just, it just makes it for, and Cathedral of the Rockies. And so it just makes it, you know, it makes it that kind of event that there's music for everyone.
And Alan, for you, what's your, can you say there's a favorite part of Boise Music Week, or does it encompass every aspect of it?
Gosh, I think everyone you spoke with might have a favorite, but the highlight event we feel is the production, a musical theater production, which is on the stage at the Morrison Center, which you just don't get better than that in Boise. And people are extremely supportive and extremely excited about going to the Morrison Center absolutely free of charge and seeing a really wonderful musical theater event live.
So this has been going on for 100 years, always been free of charge.
Right.
How in the world are you able to do that?
Well, we have wonderful friends in Boise, and probably at the top of that list is the Morrison Center Endowment Foundation. And part of their mission is to help groups like Boise Music Week, although I believe that Boise Music Week has a really special position in the arts community here. But they help us to use that wonderful state-of-the-art facility for productions like ours that are offered free as a gift to the community. So we're so proud to partner with them to allow everyone in Boise the opportunity to enter the Morrison Center absolutely free if they choose.
I'm talking with Boise Music Week board members Roger Lingle and Alan Krueger. This 10-day event is currently taking place with performances throughout Boise. And one of them, Alan, that you talked about is that premiere performance, mm-hmm. The Music Man. And it begins its run today, Thursday. You're the director.
I am.
So
I'm very fortunate to have been entrusted with this special event.
So for people who aren't familiar with The Music Man,
mm-hmm.
Give us a synopsis of what the play is.
Music Man is a real, true American theater classic, which is really why we're producing it this year, because it's set in 1912, which is very near the day or the year
mm-hmm.
that Boise Music Week began. So it's a wonderful glimpse back into early America. Harold Hill, who's a con artist, descends upon River City, Iowa, with a scheme to bilk the citizens out of a lot of money by pretending to create a boys band. And in the end, things happen, and there's a love interest and a wonderful transformation that takes place. But the River citizens are wonderful people and also very talented. There's 76 of them on stage. And I really believe that we're having so much on stage. I really hope that everyone in the audience is going to get that feeling, and I do think it's contagious. It's hopefully going to be a really wonderful night, and everybody's going to leave the theater singing 76 trombones or Wells Fargo.
And yeah. How do you find these musicians? Because they range from student musicians to professionals, correct?
That's right. Correct.
So how does all of that happen? Because this is you're talking 10 days of different performances throughout the city of Boise. This is a big undertaking. So how does all of that come together?
I'll speak just to the musical theater production. And we have a couple of hundred people audition for the roles in musical theater productions every year. And our orchestra directors seem to have no trouble recruiting wonderful, talented musicians from the community. There's typically not a problem. And Roger,
I was going to say, how would you say with the other performers, do people want to be a part of this? Is it easy to find performers?
No, that's a great question. And you're exactly right. On church night, for instance, this past Sunday, we just had almost like a world premiere of a piece of music, by Dr. Aiken, who is a music director at the Cathedral of the Rockies. And the place was standing room only. And they know from previous experiences what church night music will bring to the community. And school night concerts, school night at Taco Bell Arena. And there's 1,000 students. Elementary school age all the way up to high school, mm-hmm. Mainly from the Boise School District, mm-hmm. and all in bands and orchestras and jazz bands.
And they're all performing.
They're all performing, and it just shows what talented young people and teachers, for instance, are in this community. And so it's another great example it's a major highlight concert of the week. And so which is very, very fortunate to have people that are talented and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of volunteer. No one gets paid. They just do it out of the love of music. So.
And how with the 10-day performances, how do people find out where things are, who's performing? Is there a website? How do we get
there
that
is.
Information?
Yes. Yeah. You can start by looking at BoiseMusicWeek.org. which has the list of venues and concert times and where things are happening. But just information like this, like mm-hmm. Alan and I being here this morning, mm-hmm. is helpful. We've had TV things going on at noon programs and newspaper and in the scene and those kind of things that help get word out. But quite frankly, because of the fact that everyone knows that Music Week is usually the first or second week of May,
they're waiting for it.
We get calls in February. Saying, when's the tickets going to be available? Or when's the play this year? It's very exciting because people know and are anticipating it.
So last question for you, Roger, because I asked Alan this. Your favorite event?
My favorite event is probably the very first event going on to all the events. So I come from a music educator background.
Mm.
I'm very fortunate this year, actually. I'm actually in. I have a very short part.
Yes. in music band.
So I'm hoping that that's good. And that's a new experience for me. But school night, I was involved with the Boise School District Music Department for many, many years. And so I've been to that concert and helped organize a concert many, many years. And so that, I think, remains something I look forward to every year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. Mm-hmm. And as part of Boise Music Week, The Music Man will be performed at the Morrison Center today and tomorrow. Correct, Alan?
Five performances, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but there are five performances.
So today and Friday, 7:30 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7:30, and then Sunday, the final show at 2 p.m. Take your kiddos, too.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking about Boise Music Week.
Thank you
for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.